A proposed amendment from One Nation, led by Mark Latham, threatens to prevent schools from teaching about and supporting members of the queer community. It's known as the Education Bill, and experts are warning that the bill itself is not only exceptionally damaging, but the inquiry behind it is deeply flawed. This morning, I'm joined by George Burke, co-chair of the LGBTI committee at the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, to hear about this issue. Georgia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Alex.
So what part of the amendments that are being suggested are the most alarming here?
So AHR's primary concerns in relation to the bill are firstly that it will prohibit schools from teaching that trans and gender diverse people exist in the first place, and that also prohibiting schools from teaching them and their peers that particularly trans and gender diverse students should be treated with respect for their inherent dignity and their right to equality. The second primary concern we have is that school counsellors will also be prohibited from affirming a trans or gender diverse student's identity or providing them with any support or referrals to gender affirming support. A third concern is that it puts teachers at risk of losing their jobs when they support a trans or gender diverse student in affirming their identity. It also allows parents to deny children access to lessons in public schools which are consistent with international human rights standards and which might contradict their political, social or personal values. So that includes teaching views about LGBTIQA+ people. And it requires schools to present discredited counter-narratives when teaching classes like science or history. So these are fairly extreme amendments, we would say, in the context of how far learning has come mm-hmm. and accepted pedagogy in New South Wales. So it's really counter to the accepted practices for teaching students. And really what it comes down to is taking the students as they are. So we say that there is a narrative of misrepresentation being presented by Mr. Latham, who is the private member putting forward this bill in taking a fear-mongering type approach to say that schools are teaching children to be gay, or schools are teaching children to, you know, challenge their gender identity. Mm. But when really what the curricula says is that children are to be taken as they present and taught in that context.
Now, you guys have outlined, and you've briefly mentioned it here, that the bill threatens, you know, international human rights obligations that Australia has made. Can you kind of explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So Australia is a party to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. So Australia signed the CRC, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, soon after its inception, and so that convention remains something that Australia is to adhere to. And the convention is also the most ratified international human rights law convention out of the international human rights law instruments. And as a result of Australia being a signatory to that convention, New South Wales is obliged to ensure that all actions concerning children, so whether it's undertaken in a public or private social welfare institution, so in this case we're talking about public schools, in courts of law, administrative authorities and other bodies. So in undertaking action concerning children in those bodies, the best interest of children is to be the primary consideration. And the principle of best interest is a principle underpinning the interpretation of children's rights and freedoms throughout much of the legislation that we work with. There are some other specific principles and articles in that international human rights instrument that go directly to the concerns that we have with the bill. So Article 2 of that instrument says that we're committed to taking all appropriate measures to ensure that children are protected from all forms of discrimination, irrespective of their gender or sexuality. Mm. So you can see that that goes, that's core to the concerns.
Yeah.
Another relevant article is Article 17, committing to ensuring that all children have access to information aimed at the promotion of their physical and mental health. And we know from the research that the mental health outcomes for LGBTIQA plus children can be of concern. Mm,
and especially of trans and gender diverse Australians as well. I mean, that's been absolutely no lie. And look, one of the other things that I wanted to bring up quickly as well is that there are concerns being raised about the public inquiry. What are these concerns?
So Mr. Latham is the chair currently of his own inquiry. So, I mean, it is important that we keep the bill in some perspective. And whilst taking action into in relation to its alarming components, remember that it isn't a government bill. The government hasn't come out to oppose the bill, and we'd certainly call on them and we would like them to do that publicly, but it's not being... It's not being championed by the Berejiklian government by any stretch. It is it is Mr. Latham's piece of legislation. But for whatever reason, he then is leading the inquiry into the bill himself, whether that's a sign that the government is letting him go off on a frolic of his own and, and run out some steam. Look, we can't say that at this stage. And until we have some other assurance, we have to keep advocating in relation to these most serious concerns that, we have. But as the inquiry is set up currently, it's got two components. The first component is the capacity for individuals to make a submission via what is really a bit of a glorified Google form, an online questionnaire that sets out a series of questions and then does give there's the potential at the end to, it invites your own comment. So you can submit comment of a number of paragraphs if you've got a lot to say. Mm. But the first series of questions, I think it's the first 1 to 7 questions, are some multiple choice questions. And we have some real concern about the way those concerns are structured. We think that the way these questions are asked really sets up for some quite self-serving data.
Right.
And we have some concern about the way those answers will be used. So an example, Alex, is one question is, do parents have enough say about what is taught in the classroom? And a second question is, on matters concerning a student's gender and sexuality, do you agree that parents are primarily responsible for the care and guidance of their children? And look, the answers to those, a parent might say yes, and that could be completely different to an answer about whether they believe that schools should be prohibited from abiding by Australian and international human rights standards,
yeah,
and whether policies and codes of ethics to honour the identities of children to learn in a way as they identify. They're completely different questions. And that's not a question that's asked.
Mm.
So that's the concern that we have in relation to the way that individuals are being invited to engage in the inquiry.
Yeah, I mean, and it is sounding, you know, particularly interesting, especially considering that Mr. Latham himself is chairing the inquiry. Look, Georgia, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for speaking with me about this morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time for us to discuss it, Alex.
That's Georgia Burke, the co-chair of the LGBTI committee at the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights Association, chatting to us about Mark Latham and One Nation's education bill and the impacts it can have on queer kids.